Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon. We have a late start today because of the LSU NCAA basketball game against Yale, and LSU wins it 79-74. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot of really spicy, juicy stuff in the news, and we'll get to all of that. Also, I want to mention that the other day I talked about how, in fact, it was earlier this week, I talked about how there was really great news concerning ISIS in Syria in terms of Syrian troops backed by U.S. forces. Defeating ISIS. And it hadn't quite happened yet, but it looked like it was getting really, really close. And that was really, really positive news. And we haven't heard much about that. And this is an example of President Trump sometimes bringing up other stuff that distracts from his own accomplishments. So we'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later. I think Fox News today declared that we have defeated ISIS. I don't know that it's their job to make that declaration, but it does appear as if we have taken care of the last stronghold in Syria with ISIS. So the ideology is not dead, but we'll get to more of that coming up in just a minute. So let's talk about the game. Seth Dunlap is the host of The Last Lap here on WWL from 8 to 11. And Seth, welcome to our show. Seth, I love your expertise on college basketball. Tell me what you thought of the game.
Well, I watched it at Manning's, and packed house down here. A lot of SEC fans, not all LSU fans. Saw some Tennessee and Auburn fans in there as well. But LSU, the big lead in the first half. Very similar to last time I talked to you, Scoot, in the SEC tournament when they had the big lead in the first half against Florida and let it slip away. Well, Yale almost made the comeback, toward shooting down the stretch for the Bulldogs, but LSU holds them off, and they advance on to the next round. They'll play the winner of Belmont, Maryland, playing right now. And I like LSU in that matchup, too, no matter who they play. So this is a good day for LSU. The bottom line here, no matter how bad, how well you play, you win, you advance, you win, you survive. And LSU wins, they survive, they advance, and that's the bottom line here.
What's the positive thing about giving up a big lead at halftime, but yet then still holding on to win at the end?
Yeah, well, this is kind of standard for LSU, right? They're in these close games throughout the season, whether they're making comebacks or they're actually giving up leads. I guess the silver lining of this is they learned how to win a close game in March in the NCAA tournament. This is just different. It just is. No matter how many SEC games you play, no matter how many big games you play at Rupp, at Kentucky, or at home against Tennessee late in the season or in the SEC tournament, it's just different in March when you're at a neutral site in Jacksonville. You got national TV. You got all the cameras and all of the media there. It's just different. And for this relatively young team to learn how to win in that moment in a close game late, yes, they had the lead. It wasn't truly in danger really at all ever. I didn't think. To learn to win that moment, look, that's a big moment for these guys. And without Will Wade, now they've won their second game without Will Wade. And like I said, they're advancing on in a game that they're going to be favored no matter who they play, Maryland or Belmont, in a couple days on Saturday.
Mays, Waters, Reed, they looked very good.
Yeah, they did. Double-doubles, actually. You had four guys in the starting lineup in double figures. You had Cavell Bigby-Williams, double-double. You had Naz Reed, a double-double. Tremont Waters was great in the first half. Skylar Mays, he was great throughout. Probably the best game we've seen Skylar Mays play, at least in a couple of weeks. Bench was a little bit of a different story. You saw Javonte Smart. He just didn't look in rhythm. I think he shot 4 of 14 from the game. You had Emmett Williams off the bench. He was a little bit of a factor. Bench play could be better. We knew that would be an issue here. It has been the depth for LSU all year long. But that starting four, the big four here for LSU, they were fantastic. And the difference for me continues to be Cavell Bigby-Williams this season. All the talk about Javonte Smart and Tremont Waters and Naz Reed. But when Cavell Bigby-Williams is a force on the inside like he was today, block shots, the 10 rebounds, the 10 points, he's the X factor here. And it's just like football. You know, we all, you're watching the Saints, you talk about Drew, you talk about Alvin Kamara, you talk about Michael Thomas. But the reason the Saints were so good this last year were the guys you never talk about. The big guys in the middle, the offensive, defensive linemen. It's kind of the same in basketball here. A little bit of analogy. It's the big guys on the interior. Don't get all the headlines. But they're grabbing rebounds, they're blocking shots, they're being disruptive, and that's kind of Cavell Bigby-Williams. He's endeared himself to me, at least, good.
After the game, a former NBA great, Charles Barkley, said that LSU has as much talent as anybody in the country. Do you agree?
Yeah, well, I don't know about anybody in the country. That's Charles being Charles. I love Barkley. Not anybody in the country. They don't have the talent Duke has. They don't have the talent Virginia has or Gonzaga has. But maybe past that first tier, yeah, they do. It's just the talent doesn't always match up to how they play down the stretch. And you saw in the second half when they gave up this 14-point lead, at times it was back to playground ball. Out of their half-court offense that was so good, they were taking early shots, difficult shots, contested shots early in the shot clock. That's why you're able to get back in here. Talent doesn't mean everything. I mean, you could, it's in any sport or really any profession in your life. Talent doesn't always mean everything. They have a ton of talent. It's Tony Benford. I'm not Will Wade. This is Tony Benford's job now to get this team to play in his offense, in his system, and play under control. And it's only going to get more difficult here on the way out. As much as I think they'll be favored against Belmont or Temple, probably Belmont maybe the way it's looking this game right now, it's still going to be a tougher game than Yale was. So they're going to have to play a little more under control. They're going to have to make sure that however they come out of the halftime locker room, they make those adjustments better than they did against Florida, better than they did against today. But they're going to be one of the 32 remaining teams in the NCAA tournament, which looks good. We haven't seen this in a decade at LSU. It's very exciting, regardless of the Will Wade situation or anything else taking over the program.
All right, Seth Dunlap, the host of Last Laugh here on WWL, 8 to 11 at night. I'm giving us his take on the LSU 79-74 victory over Yale. Seth, thanks a lot. Have a great show.
Hey, appreciate it, Scoot. Always enjoyed being on your show. Let's do it again.
All right. Thanks, Seth. Okay, when we come back, look, if you want to talk about the game, that's fine. But there are other things to get to on this Thursday afternoon, and Sports Talk will have more on the game starting at 4 o'clock. So we'll talk about a number of things that are in the news today, and we'll give you a chance to react to all of it. We may not always agree, but we'll go at it when we come back. Our number is 260-1870, text number 870-870. I'm Scoot. Another spectacular afternoon. It's Thursday. Weekend's almost here. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
You know, sometimes I think that maybe somebody needs to call in Ghostbusters to help Trump deal with the ghost of Senator John McCain, because it seems like he keeps resurrecting that ghost. President Trump continued yesterday to be haunted by the ghost of Senator McCain by talking about how he seemed to be upset that he was not thanked for approving the funeral of John McCain. And he has admitted that he doesn't like John McCain, is never a fan of his, and never will be. And that's okay. You know, the president has a right to do that. But really, seriously, I mean, at this point in our history, at this point, with everything that's going on with the president, is this something you really bring up? I mean, I guess you do. I guess you do if you want total distraction. But it just seems to me that not only is it not necessary, but it hurts a lot of people. But who it doesn't hurt are those most loyal Trump supporters, because nothing seems to cause them to waver their support of President Trump. They'll say, well, no, I don't like that, but that doesn't change their support. And, of course, this is America, and people are entitled to support who they want to support. Also, President Trump, and I think this is a mistake at this point, he has invited Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, to visit the White House. Robert Kraft is in the news after being arrested for paying a prostitute for sex at a massage parlor spa in Southern California. And, you know, if you want to accentuate what many people consider to be immorality, immoral behavior, if you want to accentuate that, then you invite Robert Kraft to your house, to the people's house, the White House. That's the thing that you do. But all of this is happening at a time when U.S. forces, helping Syria forces, have essentially, as of now, defeated ISIS in Syria. This is a really big deal. And all this other stuff that President Trump keeps throwing at the media to try to control the conversation and the discussion, it seems like this is all distracting from this very positive thing. Now, the United States has not killed the ideology behind ISIS. because that transforms from one entity to another. It's Al-Qaeda. It's the Taliban. It's ISIS. And whether it's the resurrection of any of those groups or another new group, it's going to happen. Because that hate the West ideology is alive and well in the world. And so we're not going to defeat that. But physically defeating ISIS in Syria is a very, very important accomplishment. And yet, where's the talk that comes from the White House when it comes to this? And I don't think this is about the media not covering it. I mean, Fox News was covering it. Of course, it's a big story for Fox News. But it just seems absurd that there's not more attention being paid to this. Also, 59 graves have been vandalized at a Jewish cemetery in Massachusetts. And just yesterday, I got a call from somebody who tried to tell me, on the air, on this show, tried to tell me that white supremacists, that whole white supremacist movement is just a fabrication. It's not real. It's just not true. It's something the media is making up. And of course, this is just a reminder that the white supremacist movement is alive and well in America. And I mentioned yesterday that I had just seen this movie, and somebody sent me a text yesterday that they had also seen the film on, I think it was Netflix, they said. The film is entitled White Right Meeting the Enemy. And it's an independent film done by a Muslim activist who went and went along with white supremacists to Charlottesville, Virginia, and to other protests, and got inside the organization interviewing them and talking to them. She wanted to meet the enemy. And I tell you, the reaction from them to her, the reaction of what happens in the end is really very, very, very fascinating. All right, if you do want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So give me a call if you've got a comment. I'll get to your text here in just a moment. I'm Scoot. Nice looking Thursday afternoon. Weekend's almost here, and this is WWL. All right, Thursday afternoon, I'm Scoot. We got a late start to our show today, but we're just getting cranked up. We've got a full hour coming up next hour. This afternoon in the NCAA tournament, LSU defeated Yale 79-74. LSU had more talent. LSU survived. I mean, at points in the game, in the first half, LSU had a big lead, and they allowed Yale to get back in the game. And LSU did hang on to win, but as Seth Dunlap told us just a little while ago, that's really been kind of a pattern for LSU, so I guess nothing to be too concerned with. And Sports Talk will have more on that this afternoon. Seth will be talking more about that tonight on The Last Lap, which is 8 to 11 weeknights here on WWL AMFM.com. So we've got a few things to talk about this afternoon. It appears as if ISIS has been defeated in Syria, U.S. helping with ISIS forces, and that's a very, very positive thing. I got a text a moment ago from somebody that said that my job must be really difficult because of President Trump and Trump supporters that refuse to see reality and only see the reality according to Trump. And I texted him back and said, yeah, I mean, this is one of the biggest challenges in my career. There have been challenges before, but this is a really big challenge because it's difficult for me as a patriotic American to honestly tell the truth without being bashed as a Trump basher. And I'm not a Trump basher. In fact, you could go back and shows that I did leading up to the election and in 2016 before the election, blogs that I wrote explained why Trump was doing so well and explained the role that Trump fit in the world of politics in America. But I can't not be honest about what I see, and it doesn't mean that we're going to agree, which is okay. From Metairie, Jared, welcome to WWL.
How you doing, boss?
I'm good.
Yeah, I you know, sorry about that. I hear you're talking about Trump wanting his apology and everything, but it really wasn't stated that way. He's like, listen, an apology would have been nice. You know, just think direct.
Wait, I'm sorry. Tell me what apology you're referring to.
for McCain's funeral.
Well, I don't. You know, I didn't say anything about apology. Trump was talking about how he never got thanked.
I mean, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. I was just a little confused. And, sorry.
Yeah, me too.
That's okay. It happens, Jared. It happens.
Yeah. Also, you know, a lot of people are like, why doesn't Trump leave this alone or leave that alone, you know, and let a dead dog lie? Forgive me on the pun there. But, I mean, you know, let it lie with this whole Mueller investigation over 2.5 years of a witch hunt that nothing is going to come about, you know?
Well, we don't know
like
that.
This man is constantly being badgered.
Well, many can argue that he started it. I mean, he feeds it every single day. I've done this job for a very, very long time, and I've talked about presidents in the past, and never before have I seen a president try to derail even many of the positive things that he's doing. There's almost no time to talk about the positive stuff because he keeps bringing up other stuff that is just really almost not even pertinent to America in many ways. So I'm confused about that. And I simply, you know, share my thoughts, and I'm glad you have a chance to call and disagree.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. And that's why I like your show, buddy, because we can disagree and still have a good entertaining time, you know?
All right, Jared, I appreciate the show. I mean, I appreciate the call. And that's the goal of the show, and I repeat it all the time. But, you know, sometimes there are new people to the show, and they're just discovering the show, and they go, okay, well, wait, this show's a little bit different. Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that we can disagree. We celebrate freedom of speech every afternoon, and it's okay to disagree. We should all remember that we're Americans first. And then you can divide us into Republicans and Democrats and independents and everything else after that. Okay, we'll have a lot to talk about. We continue the conversation coming up right after the news. We'll get caught up on the news. I'm Scoot. Be right back with you on WWL.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.